You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans.
We need to encourage immigration in our state. That's how we made our country great. We need to focus on legal immigration and make sure people know Michigan is the most welcoming place. And I'm intent on moving forward with that. To take action on this front, I'm going to sign an executive order creating the Michigan Office for New Americans.
That's Governor Rick Snyder delivering the State of the State address last night at the Capitol in Lansing. He also called for additional expansion of the state's preschool programs for low-income children, a pilot program to test year-round schools, and some form of tax relief from a projected state budget surplus. State Representative Eric Nesbitt joins us. He's a Republican whose district includes Van Buren and Northwest Kalamazoo County. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Gordon. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Let's begin by reacting to that pro-immigration portion of the speech. It was one where the governor found some support from Democrats. Will he have it from Republicans like yourself?
I think for the most part, in terms of allowing, growing the economy, allowing new talent to come in, we're a nation of immigrants. People want to see a legal process of people coming in. Great engineers, computer scientists to be had to work on new car designs. We need to educate our own population here in Michigan. But I think it's also important that as immigrants do come into the U.S., that Michigan has a great opportunity to grow the economy. He mentioned the founders of Dow, Myers, Masco is just three examples of companies founded by immigrants. And we see throughout our state the addition and the contribution that they make to our state.
Could there be some devil in the details there about ensuring that it is, as he said, legal immigrants? I mean, do there have to be safeguards and those sort of things in place?
Well, I mean, immigration is a federal issue at the end of the day. Here in the state, that we see whether it's from our engineering and design companies to our agricultural industry to tourism, that it is an important aspect of helping Michigan move ahead and thrive.
Regarding the budget surplus, if that decision was yours alone, what would happen with that money?
I think it'd be a combination. What would you do as a family? When you come upon a surplus of your own budget, typically pay down debt, you add some money to the savings account for a rainy day, and then you also provide some tax relief, I believe. And you have to look at it, is it permanent surpluses going forward, or is it one-time money? If it's one-time money, those are the perfect places between paying down debt, adding to the savings account, and also we have the conversation on roads and bridges and making sure we have investment into our infrastructure. But at the end of the day, it's the taxpayers' money. And how do we make sure that we use that most efficiently and effectively? And if we can, we need to make sure that the hardworking families of Michigan do see some relief. And I think the governor mentioned that. He's a CPA, as we all know, and he's somebody who's fiscally restrained, to say the least.
But if those surpluses are not going to continue into the future, if they are short-term surpluses, then should the tax relief be short-term? Should it have some sort of sunset provision in it?
When you do tax relief, I think you need to have predictability, long-term predictability for taxpayers and job creators in the state. I think temporary tax relief is not the proper way to go. The proper way to go is permanent tax relief. And so that means we've made a long progress over the last 3 years, moving from a $1.5 billion deficit to a $970 million surplus the next fiscal year. We moved from $2 million in our rainy day fund to nearly $600 million in our savings account here in the state. We've restrained spending, and I think we have to continue to be fiscally prudent. You look at Detroit, the big challenges with Detroit is their long-term liability, making promises in future years for next generations to pay for. And the next generation is now. It's my generation. And we have to make those tough decisions to make sure that the pensions and retiree health care come into check to make sure that we are able to afford it as a state. So I think it's important that we keep us on the trajectory, as the governor mentioned a few years ago, saying by 2035 that the state of Michigan will have no debt. And I think that needs to be one of the priorities. We've seen that in education, on how the teacher pension fund and has continued to increase pressures on local school districts. And we've invested at the state level nearly $1 billion to shore up the long-term liabilities so we don't turn into Illinois or some other states that have runaway pensions.
We have about 30 seconds left. You mentioned road improvements. That was a big part of last year's State of the State address. It was kind of a small part of this year's. Is there likely to be any more serious action this year on infrastructure?
Well, you saw last year we put a down payment of nearly $250 million into our roads extra from the general fund. That's unheard of, you look historically. And it's a good beginning point in terms of the investment. You see, you're going to be seeing action this year in Mattawan on Main Street. You're going to be seeing action between Bangor and South Haven on M43 reconstruction, other projects throughout southwest Michigan from that extra money that we put in. And I think if you look, talk to my fellow colleagues, we're looking forward to, again, prioritizing our spending as we look at investing in roads, education,
okay,
and law enforcement.
We'll have to leave it there. State Representative Eric Nesbitt is a Republican. He represents Van Buren and Northwest Kalamazoo County in the State House.